Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win. Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality with me, your host, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. And today I want to encourage someone out there in podcast land. I want to go into the Word of God, and it's about seeing Jesus, seeing the kingdom at work like never before. And we are living, truly, truly living in the end time days. I want to hear you, church, hear my heart. I just want to give honor to the Holy Spirit of God first and foremost, without whom I can do nothing. But hear me, church, we are truly living in the end time days. We are living in the last of the last of the last days, and Jesus Christ is coming again soon. And I know you've been hearing it for so many times, and as someone that's on the street, someone that's really out there doing the will of God, trying to do what God tells me to do, trying to share my faith with others, I'm a man that like to evangelize. I'm a pastor, but my heartbeat is souls. You see, Paul told Timothy, even though Timothy was a young bishop, a young pastor, he said, do the work of an evangelist. And I truly believe that God is calling not just pastors, not just bishops, not just prophets and apostles and evangelists and teachers and people in the fivefold ministry. He's calling us all in his last days to do the work of an evangelist, because there's a need out there. The Bible says the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. So he said, pray. Amen. He said, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he may send in laborers into the harvest. So the problem isn't with the harvest. The problem is with the laborers. Amen. He said, pray. Amen. So we've got to pray. The Bible says men always ought to pray and not to faint. He said, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he may send in laborers into the harvest. So the harvest is continually there. The harvest will always be there. It's the laborers that God is saying to pray for. So we're praying for laborers. We're praying that God will just move upon the hearts of men and women that he's already called, those that are serving him, those that know there's a call upon their life. And many are asking God, what is it you want me to do? And God, what direction is that? Well, God will just say, you know what, just get out there, start telling people about me, and from there God will direct you. But you've got to be doing something. Amen. You've got to be doing something. God is saying, do something. Amen. Do something. Don't just sit there waiting for God to answer. While you're waiting on the Lord, start to do what he's told you to do in regards to the Great Commission. Start loving on people. Start sharing your faith with people. Amen. Start telling people about the goodness of God in the land of the living. Amen. God wants people to know, amen, that listen, he is good and his mercy endure forever, that he sent his son Jesus Christ, not to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. And just going into the scripture here, the Bible says in Mark 16, we know in Mark 16, Jesus came to Philippi, Caesarea, and he asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? I mean, there's a lot of people saying a lot of things about Jesus. He was a good person. He was a teacher. They cannot deny his existence. We know, but many people want to fight against the fact that he died and he rose again. I want to let you know that is the crux of our belief system. Jesus Christ died, but Jesus Christ rose again, seen of over 500 people, amen, stayed with his disciples 40 days, showing them infallible proofs, and then ascended up into heaven, amen. He was delivered up for our offenses, amen, but he was risen again for our justification. And because he is risen, we've been justified, declared righteous, amen, because of the blood of Jesus Christ and the sacrifice of sin. He is risen, amen. That's something to get excited about already. He is risen. We serve a risen Savior. And Peter had the revelation. He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. And he said, listen, flesh and blood has not told you this, but my Father, which is in heaven. He said, behold, I've given you the keys of the kingdom. Amen. And whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. He said, upon this rock, this revelation that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, I will build my church. And then he begins to tell them that the Son of Man will be delivered up, amen, and to the elders, amen, and to be crucified, and after he's risen from the dead. And Peter's like, this shall never happen to me, ever happen to you. And Jesus rebukes him. He said, listen, he tried to rebuke Jesus, and Jesus like, get behind me, Satan. You don't savor the things of God, but the things of men. So it shows you how you can be in the spirit 1 minute and then be in the flesh the next. You can be receiving divine revelation 1 minute, amen, and then be speaking on behalf of Satan the next. So you got to be careful, amen. Revelation comes to us all, but you got to be certain to stay in the spirit. But Jesus goes on to say something as a young Christian used to really perplex me. But he used to say, after saying that, he said, "For the Son of Man will come in his glory," Matthew 16, "will come in the glory of his Father and with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works." And 28, and this is key, said, "Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here," listen to what it said, "there be some standing here that shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." He said there's going to be some standing here, like he's talking to his disciples, there's some standing right here. They're not going to see death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Amen. Father, we just want to thank you for this short word of encouragement. Amen. We want to thank you for every listener. We want to thank you, Lord God, because your word is already anointed. And we thank you. You said the word, entrance of your word giveth life. It giveth understanding to the simple, Lord God. You said heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. So we just want to praise you as we delve into the word, Lord God, to encourage someone that needs encouraging. Lord, I thank you and I praise you that your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we just look forward to what you're about to do, what you're about to say to us, Lord God, and we believe that we receive, Lord God. Yes, Lord, that the word will fall on good ground and bring forth a harvest, some 30, some 60. But Lord God, we're looking for the 100-fold harvest in the name of Jesus. So he said here, some standing here, you're not going to taste death until you see the Son of Man coming in his glory. And many theologians have argued, because we know in chapter 17, and we know that the Bible in its entirety was written in scrolls, and verse and chapter came later when they started to interpret the Bible and obviously translate the Bible. And the Bible says 6 days after that, he took Peter, James and John and went up to a high mountain, and the Bible says he was transfigured in front of them. And this particular verse here, it says here, as he was transfigured in front of them, in all three of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark and Luke, amen, says the same thing. He was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as light. And behold, there appeared unto him Moses, Elias, talking with him. Amen. So he was transfigured before them, you know, on the Mount of Transfiguration. And then he was changed. Amen. They saw him in his glory. And many people say, well, this is what Jesus was talking about. They saw him in his kingdom. They saw him in his glory. And Peter was so scared. He said, hey, it's good for us to be here. Let us make three booths. Three booths, one version says, or three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. But while he yet spake, the Bible says a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, the voice out of the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Sorry, in whom I am well pleased. This is my beloved Son. This is, hear ye him, hear him. So he's saying, listen to me. Yes, we know Moses ran his race, Elijah ran his race, but he's saying, listen, they were servants, but this is the Son. And then the book of John says that the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So he's saying, listen to me. Yes, those are all good ideas, but this is my Son. This is who I want you to listen to. Amen. This is the fulfillment of what all the prophets and the law had been speaking. This is my Son that I'm given, and I'm well pleased. Before he had even gone to the cross, I'm well pleased. At his baptism, he said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. He's always pleased with the Son. Why? Because the Son only does what he sees the Father do. He was obedient unto death. He completed his cycle. He done what he came to do. He redeemed mankind. He said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. So he said, we're going to focus on, hear him, look to him, understand him. Amen. When you see the Son, you see the Father, the word of God says. So when you see Jesus, many people say, oh, I'm going to see God. Look to Jesus. Amen. We've got to look to Jesus. If you want to know what the Father's like, I believe in John 14, or is it John 16? If you want to know what the Father's like, or is it 12? Philip said, oh, show us the Father. And Jesus said, listen, have I been with you so long time? Amen. Anyone that sees the Son sees the Father. So if you want to know what the Father looks like, amen, look to Jesus. And people say, some theologians say, this is Jesus coming in his kingdom because it's 6 days late, and he told them and he showed them who he was. He was transfigured right before them. But Jesus, as we know, he went to the cross, amen, for mankind's sins. He paid the price for sin. So I want to let you know, you don't have to struggle with sin anymore. I want to let you know that you are forgiven, you are loved, you are cared for. God demonstrated his love by sending his Son to take our place. He became sin for us, that we could become the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus. And he rose again triumphantly, amen. And like I said before, he stayed 40 days, showing them infallible proofs that he is the Son of God. And the Bible says that 10 days later, they went to an upper room and they came together and they prayed. And they prayed and they waited and they prayed and they prayed. And the Bible says when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the Bible said they were all in one place with one accord. There's something about the spirit of agreement. When people come together in agreement, anything can happen. I want to say that again. When people come together in agreement, when a couple, when a married couple come in agreement, when a church comes in agreement, when a people come in agreement to do whatever it is they've set their mind to do, with God, nothing shall be impossible. Let me take you back to Genesis, amen, the book of Genesis, when they went to the Tower of Babel, and the Bible says the people are one. This is what God himself said. Read it, it's there for yourself. God himself said, the people are one, and now nothing will be withholden from them of what they have imagined to do. God himself said that. So he had to scatter their language because he said it. He said, nothing shall be withholden from them what they imagine to do. Listen to me, the devil knows the power of agreement. This is why he tries to bring division into families, into churches, into marriages. He tries to bring division into organizations. But listen, don't give him place. The Bible says, don't give place to the devil. And the Bible says on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came, amen, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And as I was communing with God the other day, I believe we need to go back to what works. We need to go back to telling the church, telling our young people, telling believers, be filled or be being filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Forget about chasing after the things and the things of this world and what they haven't got and what they need and how much they haven't got and the things that they desire. Jesus said, let him be your desire, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto us. Amen. And the Bible says that as the disciples went forth from then, they went from good to great to greater. Amen. They have turned the world upside down. When Peter preached, the Bible says 3,000 souls were saved and baptized that day. And I believe the next chapter, amen, the Bible says that they were going up into the temple. Amen. And they saw the man begging. And Peter and John said, look on us. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. So now we haven't just got preaching, we've got the demonstration. And the book of Acts is full of the demonstration of the Spirit and power. So the kingdom of God has come. Amen. The kingdom of God is come. You want to see the kingdom in action? Let the deaf ears be open, the blind eyes open. Let the cripple walk. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse the leper. Freely receive. Freely we give. Amen. And that was happening in the book of Acts. And that's what should be happening now. And it's happening all over the world. You want to see the kingdom of God come? Amen. And they saw the kingdom of come. He said there were some standing here will not see death until they see the Son coming in his kingdom. See the kingdom coming in the earth. Amen. And they saw the kingdom being demonstrated. And that is when you see the demonstration. When you see these things happening. When you see the blind eyes open. The deaf ears being unstopped. Cancer disappearing. The dead raised. Demon cast out. Amen. We see the leper cleansed. We see the kingdom of God in action. When John was locked up in prison, he sent some servants to Jesus and said, are you the one you're looking for? Amen. Of all the things he could have said to Jesus, amen, he's the one that saw it, that the God's told him. He said, the one who I'm sending you to baptize, the one whom you see the Spirit descend and stay, that is the one who shall baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire. He knew God spoke to him, but sometimes discouragement will cause us to doubt. And John was locked up in prison, thinking that Jesus should be doing something about him. And sometimes our situations will cause us to doubt. But I say to you, listen to me, don't doubt what God has told you in the dark. Don't doubt in the dark what God told you in the light. I'm going to say that again. Don't doubt what God told you in the light when you walk through dark times. Because you're going to have to remember what he promised you. Remember what he said unto you. And what did Jesus say? Tell John, the blind received their sight. Amen. The deaf are restored. The crippled are walk. Amen. Amen. And blessed is he that shall not be offended in me. Because he know there was offense welling up in John's heart, in John's life, amen. But what was he telling him? The kingdom of God has come. And these men, God had fulfilled what he said. Jesus fulfilled what he said. There's going to be some men standing here, amen, and not going to taste death. As we said in Matthew chapter 16, they're not going to taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his power. And Jesus went away, but he sent the Holy Spirit of God. And we're too supposed to demonstrate the kingdom. It's time to demonstrate the kingdom of God. Listen, preaching is good, but Paul said, I did not listen, not preaching alone, but in demonstration in the spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. God is looking for men and women of God that will demonstrate his power, that will take him at his word. He said, if you believe in me, the things that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto my Father. This is what he said. This is what the word of God says. He says, listen, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It's time to take God at his word. He said in the word of God, he said he called his disciples together and he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. This is what Jesus said. I believe the word of God, and I'm encouraging you, amen. I'm encouraging you to take God at his word. Preach the kingdom of God. Go demonstrate the power of God. Go and do what God has called you to do. The book of Acts did not end with Acts. It ends with us. As long as there's believers in the earth, we're supposed to be demonstrating the power of God also. But preach Jesus, amen. Preach Jesus. When they saw him on the Mount of Transfiguration, the Bible says that the cloud of glory overshadowed them. And they heard the voice from the cloud saying, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. Amen. Hear ye him. What is Jesus saying about the situation? Now, many people, they get into problems and they want to pray Old Testament prayers against their enemies. No. What did Jesus say about the situation? Amen. He said, bless them that curse you. Do good to them that despise and use you. Amen. Love your enemies. Bless. Bless and curse not. Amen. So we got to do what Jesus tells us to do. Hear ye him. He's given us his spirit. Don't be discouraged about what you're going through. Amen. Put the Lord first. Ask God for a fresh infilling of his Holy Spirit. Ask God for an encounter with him. We need an encounter with Jesus. Young people, you need an encounter with Jesus. We need an encounter with the living God. This world needs to see the demonstration of the power. There's so many things trying to distract you. You've got social media. You've got all kinds of things. Twitter and or X or whatever it's called, or Facebook or TikTok and all these things that are fighting for your attention. And God is saying, give me your attention. Get alone with me. Get back me being the focus, amen, because I want to demonstrate the kingdom of God through you. God is looking for people. He's looking for people that he can demonstrate his power, amen. And God is saying, I'm looking for you. I'm looking for you, but hear ye Jesus. The Bible says, I believe in Hebrews chapter 1, the Bible says in times gone by, that God spake to the fathers through the prophets, but in these last days, he's speaking to us through his son. Amen. And God has given us his spirit. He's given us his spirit. So God is saying, get alone with me. I want to speak to you. Amen. I want to use you for my glory. I believe there's people out here listening to this podcast and saying, God, use me for your glory. I want to demonstrate your power. I want to do what you told me to do. I believe the word of God. I take you at your word. I'm not here. Listen to me. Paul said, my preaching and my speech is not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. He said that the gospel came not in word only, but in power. Amen. And this is what people need to see. They need to see the power of God being demonstrated in these last days. So be encouraged. Amen. When you speak, things happen. So I pray that this will be your prayer in these last days. This will be your prayer. God, use me for your glory. God, use me for your glory. Be glorified in my life. Be glorified through me. What I say, what I do, where I go, how I act. God, you be glorified in me. Amen. I want Jesus to be glorified. If you're not being filled with the Holy Spirit as yet, just lift your hands to heaven. And I'm going to pray, Father, that one that's out there, Lord God, they've been asking, they've been praying, they've been seeking you. God, I release a fresh touch of fire right now. Coming upon your daughter, coming upon your son, Lord God. You said those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So God, I thank you for a fresh infilling of your Holy Spirit coming upon your son and your daughter even now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you for the wind of God, the fire of God falling upon your son and your daughter now in the mighty name of Jesus. Consume them with holy fire. You said out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. God, we thank you and we praise you for a fresh infilling, Lord God. for that believer right now, that person that doesn't know you've been struggling with their walk. God, I thank you and I praise you that even now you're drawing them close, that you're cutting off and breaking off, destroying everything that held them back. And Lord God, I thank you for full surrender today in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you that their life would never be the same again. I believe it, I receive it, and God, I thank you for supernatural changes taking place in the life of each believer for your glory and your honor. God, we bless you today and we honor you and we give you thanks and give you praise. My name is Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping people win with their words. But I'm out there to win a generation. I've got a heart and a passion for souls to be saved. I have a heart and a passion for young people to come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I believe there's a generation out there that are hungry for the things of God. Listen, they can see through hypocrisy. They can see through religion. They want the real thing. They want God. Amen. They want to see God in their generation. They want to know the living God. And it's an open invitation. So I'm out there to let people know, listen to me, you were born to win. I hope you've been blessed by today's program. I just wanted to encourage someone out there that, listen to me, God wants to demonstrate his power through you. He wants to demonstrate his power through you to others, that people may know that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. So be encouraged. Amen. My name's Kevin Treasure. Just stay locked in to the Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Amen. We're on YouTube. We are on Amazon, on Audacity. We're on, Audacity. That's what I that's what I film. That's what I record my program on. We are on Apple Music. We're on all the podcasts, Spotify. We're everywhere. So if you've been blessed by these podcasts, please be encouraged. Amen. Write me in. Let me know if you need prayer. Let me know if you want to support our outreach. Please let us know. But we're just here to lift up the name of Jesus and see Jesus glorified. I pray you've been blessed. This has been me, Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. In Jesus' name. If you don't know him, I can never end this program without just letting someone invite someone. If you don't know him, it's a simple prayer, amen. It's a prayer from the heart, because God deals with the heart, amen. I mean, man looks at the outward appearance, but God is looking at your heart, amen. He knows you're down, sitting, you're uprising. He knows all about you. Listen, he knows what you've done, when you did it, how long you've been doing it, and who you've done it with, but yet he still forgives you, and yet he still loves you. And he's saying today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Don't harden your heart. Just be real with God. He knows. He knows. And it's simple. Just ask him to come into your heart. And people say, well, I'm not ready yet. I want to get ready. No, well, no one takes a bath before they go in the shower. Amen. It's the shower that gets you clean, amen. So you don't take a bath before you go in the shower. What I'm saying is, you don't get ready, amen, to get right with God. You just get right with God, amen. Does that make sense? When I say you don't go in the bath before you go in the shower, that doesn't make sense, because the shower is what makes you clean. You don't need to go in the shower after you have had the bath. So Jesus is the word. We are clean through his word. So you just come to him as you are. He will clean you. He said we're clean through the word of God. And Jesus is the word made flesh. If you want to be clean, just accept the word. Jesus is the word. And you can simply say, Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me. I repent. Firstly, I repent of every sin that I've committed, everything that I've done. I repent. And I'm asking you to come into my heart and make me a new creature. You know all about me, but make me a new creature. Help me to live this life that you promised. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Teach me how to live a victorious life. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And use me for your glory. God, I thank you for saving my soul. In Jesus' name. If you pray that prayer, please write to me, info@decisionsdetermineddestiny.com. I'm going to say that, info@decisionsdetermineddestiny.com. Ring me, call me, write me, email me. Whatever you can do, reach me. I'm here to win souls for Jesus and let people know that you were born to win, in Jesus' name. Thank you for tuning in to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.